Today is Wednesday, October 18th, 2017. My name is Kirby Fenwick and I'm joined today by Claire Jenkin. We'll be discussing the first game of the inaugural AFLW season between Carlton and Collingwood, which was played on Friday, February 3rd, 2017. Thank you for being a part of this project.
No problem.
Let's start with a little bit of background. Can you tell me what role football has or has not played in your life?
Yeah, I mean, I'm English, as you can probably tell from the accent. So I've been in Australia for 4.5 years. Prior to coming to Australia, I'd never seen an AFL match. I didn't know anything about it. I'm very much interested in English sports because that's what I've grown up with. So coming over here, obviously coming to Melbourne, it's very it's dominated by AFL, especially, you know, when I first came over, men's AFL. So I've been to see matches. I'm not really super fan kind of thing. I enjoy watching it live, but I'm not someone who is as obsessed as other people in Melbourne with AFL. In terms of AFLW, I went to see the exhibition game at the Western Bulldogs, which I think was about a year ago. And that was the first AFL women's game I'd seen. And then obviously I went along to the first game of the season as well. I mean, I do have some friends who play AFL, play in women's AFL, but at a lower kind of level. So I'm an observer rather than a passionate fan, I'd say.
So you don't have a team?
If I was going to have a team, it would be the Bulldogs, only because I've done some work with them in the past, and also we do get a free membership with the university, but also I like their ethos, I like the whole kind of thing around that. So yeah, so I mean, if I was going to go for anyone, it would be for the Bulldogs.
What about women's football? Sort of prior to the AFLW and perhaps even prior to that exhibition game, had you known much about women's football or had much to do with that?
No, to be honest. As I said, I had a couple of friends who played AFLW, but apart from that, I'd never seen a game. I was just aware of it from their experiences and them talking about it.
So how did you feel or what were you thinking when the AFLW competition was announced in 2016?
In terms of how I felt about the AFLW, I thought it was a really, it was great, obviously, in terms of women's sport coming to the fore, because when I was growing up in England, it was very much these are boys' sports and these are girls' sports, and so it was really nice to see women being given opportunity at the highest level to play a traditionally male sport. So I thought it was really exciting. I was really glad the AFL put a lot behind it. Obviously, there's always more they could do in terms of, you know, the wages and that kind of thing. It wasn't great, but I thought it was a good first step. And I found when I went to the exhibition match at the Bulldogs, it was really nice to see the diversity of the audience, because obviously there was a fair amount of women there. There was some kids there as well, which is great. But for a sport to be sustainable, it needs to have input from all aspects of society, I feel. So it was really nice to see groups of men there, fathers there, like girls at the front, just really excited about seeing women out on the pitch actually playing a sport. So I thought it was really exciting. I think as the season went on, the impact on people in terms of TV audiences, on participation, I think has been great, and I think it can further develop, which is really exciting.
Well, let's talk about that first game. When did you decide to go to that first game?
It was quite a last minute decision to go to that first game. One of my friends was over from Perth, and she's a big AFL fan. And she was over for the weekend, and so we thought about what to do, and I told her about the game, and so she was interested in going as well. So we actually turned up, we were a bit late, we'd gone out for dinner, so a bit late going. And we turned up probably about 5 minutes into it, and it was a real struggle to get a seat, which was excellent, you know, in some ways. So yeah, it was something that was on my radar, and I thought, yeah, it'd be great to go, but it was quite a last minute decision.
How did you get to the game that night?
how did I get to the game? We were out for dinner in Carlton, and so we walked from there. And then I live nearby, so we drove home afterwards.
So you're walking up to Princess Park that yep. night. What do you remember seeing as you're walking towards the stadium?
I saw, as we were walking towards the stadium, I saw loads of people around. There was kids kicking a ball in the park, in Prince's Park, outside, which was really nice. There was a real buzz about the place. And you could see that the stadium was quite full already. And so everyone just had, it was just a really nice party kind of atmosphere. And lots of people, you know, walking towards a game and talking and excited about the game.
And so did it take you long to get in? Like, how was it actually getting into the stadium?
It didn't take particularly long to get in, but by the time we walked around to actually find a seat, it took a while, just because, as I said, it was so busy. So it was annoying in a way that it took ages, and like we missed the first 5-10 minutes. But in another way, the fact it was so full was okay. But yeah, I mean, in terms of getting in from the outside, there were queues all around the place, but it was quite quick.
Do you remember where you were sitting?
We were sat in quite old seats in I think an older part of the stadium. We were sat in the on the sideline, but on the Carlton side of the Prince's Park side. Yeah, sorry.
I know. So you get into the ground. You've got yourself a seat. What's going through your mind in those early moments in the stadium?
At first, like in terms of what was going through my mind during the game, or in the first part, sorry, it wasn't amazement, but it was just like happy that it was so busy. The fact it was quite hard to get a seat, even though there were a lot of people who had spread out jumpers and things, and they weren't there, which was frustrating. But yeah, it was just to sit down, people all cheering, people were quite engrossed in the game. I think a number of people went along not really knowing what to expect, but because the first half was really good quality football, then everyone was just really impressed with it, and you could tell a lot of the male voices around were really impressed with what was going on, because there was a lot of hits, there was a lot of good kicking and playing, that kind of thing. So it was just exciting, because I was a bit worried beforehand that because there were voices within the media kind of saying, you know, will it be high enough quality? Are there enough teams? And obviously the exhibition games were good, but then you only had a couple of teams, whereas now you were spreading the talent pool out across a number of teams. And the fact that it was good quality, it made me feel quite relieved, because I thought, okay, it won't be, people won't denigrate it as much as what they might have done if it had been lower quality.
What do you remember about the crowd, about what was happening that night around you?
There were it was really nice, because it was really friendly. There were a number of people behind us who I think had a friend or family playing, and they were kind of shouting out all kinds of encouragement for them, which was really nice. So we kind of felt part of that. We're like, yeah, go you, which was really nice. And it was just, everyone was just like clapping a lot, because as I said, it was high quality. So it felt like a really nice supportive atmosphere for the women, which I thought was really important, but also very appreciative at the same time.
How would you describe the atmosphere if you had to? Like, what was it like seeing the crowd that night?
I think in terms of one thing I do struggle with AFL here kind of generally is that the stadiums can be quite soulless, the big ones, like in terms of the crowds are very different from what we experience in Europe. There's a lot less sort of singing and chanting and that kind of thing. But what I liked about Icon Park, because it was a lot smaller, you had really good noise, and it was probably one of the best atmospheres I've seen in AFL, just because it was obviously full, but also it was quite small and intimate. And so it was just really there was a lot of cheering going on. There was a lot of chanting and a lot of appreciation, and everyone was there just enjoying themselves. Obviously, it was a warm evening because it was February. Everyone was drinking, but not drinking excessively, kind of thing. So everyone was nice and relaxed. It was a Friday night, and obviously with the game as well, it was a derby between Carlton and Collingwood. So you also had that aspect as well. So generally, the atmosphere was one of the best I've seen in AFL.
What were your impressions of the crowd when you looked around you? What did you think? Like, traditional footy crowd? I know you haven't been to a lot of footy games, but that's a hard thing to call, or was there something different?
In terms of the crowd, I felt it was a nice mixture. There was a mixture between a lot of young families. She had young girls and boys there, which was nice. You had the parents, because obviously it was free to get in, so it was a really good Friday night activity. But then also you did have the groups of men. You had groups of women. So I felt it was a good reflection on society in general. So in terms, I think you did get a fair amount of reflection of men's AFL crowds, which I thought, as I said, was really nice, because the only way it will survive and grow is if you get buy-in from all aspects of society, and I felt that was there on that night.
But what about the game? Do you have any memories of the actual game?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of the game, I thought it was really high quality. There was a lot of skill on show. It was fast. There was a lot of physical contact, which a lot of people were quite worried that the AFLW wouldn't have that. So, I mean, there was a lot of scoring. It was a close game for the first half. It was a really close game. So it was exciting to watch, and also high quality, which was nice.
Any players that stood out for you?
I'm trying to remember back in terms of the players. I remember there was one lady who stood out, and I can't remember which one she was. Sorry, it was one of the attackers who stood out in terms of her kicking style. She had a beautiful kicking style. It was very clean, which was really nice to see, because obviously she'd been trained well and high quality. But I can't remember names. I'm so sorry.
Okay. When you think about that night now, is there a favourite moment? Something that has really stayed with you?
In terms of a favourite moment, I think it was just when I was sat there in the first half, and just I was sitting and like watching and thinking, okay, this has a future. Just because, you know, the crowd was so engrossed. It was high quality. It was kick. It was quick. Sorry, and physical. And it was just kind of sitting there and having a look around the stadium and thinking, okay, this is packed. It might be packed because it's free, but even so, there is enough interest there that this will become a permanent thing in the future. So it's just, I think, just sitting there and kind of to take it in, going, okay, women's sport is starting a really exciting new phase.
And then the game finishes. What do you remember about those moments after the final siren had gone?
In terms of after the siren went, I didn't really have any kind of overwhelming feeling, to be honest. We were kind of, it wasn't particularly late, but my friend had come in early, and so we were kind of like rushing out, but there wasn't, I didn't really have any kind of overwhelming feeling at the end. It was just, I was just happy that it'd gone well and that it was a good game to watch.
And as you're leaving the stadium, what do you remember seeing around you as you were leaving?
Similar to when we'd gone in the first place, everyone was leaving happy and talking and like talking about the skill and about the game. And there was, again, kids playing on the oval surrounding the stadium. And just, again, just a really nice jovial atmosphere. Just really, you know, people just appreciating what they saw. There wasn't any negativity between the two sets of fans. It was just a really nice sort of welcoming and happy environment again.
When you think about that first game now, what does it mean to you personally that you were there?
I think it, in terms of what it meant to me personally, I think I was part of history, which is nice. I mean, unfortunately, I didn't get to see another game within the competition I'd meant to, but things just happen, and unfortunately, I couldn't watch any other ones. But it was just nice to kind of say I was there. The fact that it was, you know, it was a great game. I really enjoyed it, and it made me feel really good that female sport is actually, you know, progressing. But at the same time, I was like, yeah, this is history. And obviously, as a non-native, there was a lot of like people who've said to me since, oh, I wish I was there. I can't believe you're there. How exciting for you, and that kind of thing. So that was kind of my feeling with it.
And what about more broadly? What do you think it means that we have a national women's football competition?
I think it's really positive because if you look in terms of with AFL, I think it's given every other sport a kick up the backside, to be colloquial. In terms of now, you see the impact of that with cricket, with improved contracts for female cricketers. You look at it in terms of the Matildas, in terms of in football, and other kind of sports. I think it's really kind of shown women can play sport well, and also there is an interest both in the media, in terms of participation, in terms of sponsorship. So I think it's given women's sport in Australia a massive boost. And I think it's only positive from now, and I think we will reap the benefits of that in the coming years with women's sport generally.
Absolutely. Why did you want to be part of this documentary? Why did you get in touch?
I think I was just interested in it because I think it is such a big thing in terms of, you know, AFLW and obviously the new season's coming up, and there's been a lot of hype around it, and I think it's just really good to document history so then people in the future can look at it and look back and think, oh wow, now it's so normal, and but then it was such a novel kind of thing, and I think it's just a really interesting project. That's why I wanted to get involved.
What are your lasting impressions of that game?
In terms of lasting impressions, one of the things I remember, like, really kind of overwhelming things, it was a beautiful evening. They only served mid-strength beer, which just upsets me kind of generally that that's even a thing. But also, just I think it was the atmosphere. It was the atmosphere and high quality of the playing. And those are things that really stuck with me since, in the 10 months or however long it has been since.
Season 2 of AFLW on the horizon.
Mm-hmm.
What are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to obviously a couple of new teams coming in, but also I think in terms of how it's progressed, so in terms of players and new players coming through, because obviously the first season's always going to be sort of a learning curve, and so I think it'll be interesting to see how it's developed from last year, and also I am hoping to go along to a few more games this year and like support it and see how the commercial side of it is like developing as well to becoming more sustainable. So I think as a product, an overall kind of product, I'm interested in seeing how it's been developed from last year.
Are there any other thoughts or memories that I haven't asked you about that you want to share?
No, I think it's just, you know, I think you've covered everything, actually, to be honest.
Thanks so much, Claire. Thank you so much for chatting to me and sharing your memories with me.
No worries. Happy to help.